I mean, you want to fight with somebody, you fight with me.
I respect that. I tell it like it is.
Joe. Catanacci.
Coming to us from around the world this morning, our friend Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center joins us on Fridays just after 9:30 from the capital of Austria in Vienna. This morning, Yael joins us. Good morning, sir. Hope you're doing well. I hope, what did you have to take to get there? Did you take an actual airplane or did you sail across the Atlantic to get to Austria in your latest trip abroad?
Well, thankfully, I was able to take an airplane, Joe, and I had a great time. Much fun on that airplane.
With that said, I saw you comment on social media earlier today. You know, of course, you're about 6 hours ahead of us or so. But with that said, this young woman named Greta Thunberg, she is a Swedish activist, and she's 16 years old. And over the last year, she's come to some type of prominence, I guess, in her fight to combat climate change. And as part of that, she's getting ready to take an overseas tour to America to bring her agenda to the States. And as part of that, because air travel apparently is a huge contributor to climate change, she'll be actually, well, sailing in a yacht across the Atlantic to get here. You're not very happy about that. You think air travel is fine just the way it is.
Yeah, and I think most people who are reading a lot of the comments of Ms. Thunberg, who is a teenager and has been very active in the climate debate, is that here's a young girl who believes in the theory of anthropogenic global warming and climate change and thinks that we need to do something about it today. And her response has been that we need to stop flying. Now, she, unlike many of the political elites, is actually practicing what she preaches. So she's not been taking flights, but there have been examples of, you know, people like Al Gore and the like, and those who would like to instill large taxes or to make it so that the rest of us can't fly. They're kind of jetting around in their private jets and planes and getting together at climate conferences and telling the rest of us how we need to live. And I think that's just wrong. And it's a way that they're going to try to remove choice from the millions of people that use travel for not just business, but their personal life or visiting family, friends. I mean, these are all the great things that being able to fly in airplanes, by the way, a technology that not more than 100 years old, you know, practice right off there of Kitty Hawk, and they already want to restrict it. So I think that's just very, very bad for consumers.
With that said, and since you're in Europe, just the other day, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex in England, was talking with a fellow colleague of his and said that, of course, he's going to have two kids maximum to save the planet. And I recommended that next time, as you mentioned, he wants to get in the air somewhere, well, he could fly commercial, or in fact, maybe he should do what his descendants did many, many years ago and sail across the Atlantic, not in a motorized boat, but in a sailboat. And let's see if, in fact, he can get there in time for his upcoming meetings and, you know, his rubbing the shoulders of other elitists that we see here in our country. You think it's a good idea for people to actually practice what they preach?
Well, I think if you're going to take the reins of power and you do have any power and you're going to try to raise the cost of flying for everyone else, then yeah, you better be the first guy on the boat. And I don't really see that happening for a lot of people. And the thing that, you know, is not really brought up in this context is that, you know, people are not just flying around for the fun of it. You know, most people are flying around because they have stuff to do. And it's much more efficient to fly than it is to get on the wagon and have your horse bring you three states across so that you can get a new business deal signed, you can visit your sick mother, and all the rest. So I think the elitism that's around this conversation and debate has just gone way out of hand. And it just brings no concerns of ordinary people into play. And I think that's wrong.
Yeah, Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center is with us here this morning. Yael, what are some of the other things that have caught your interest? I know, you know, you're on almost on the other side of the world and talking with us here in Wilmington, North Carolina, but you obviously keep abreast of the things going on here in the States, and also, you know, your work in Vienna and some of the things that you're doing around the world. Tell me just some things that have caught your attention this week that maybe piqued the interest of some of our listeners.
Well, we have a brand new prime minister in the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson. He has he's made it publicly that he's a big fan of President Trump and that they are allies. And one thing that might be very interesting, and I think your listeners would be very interested in this, is once the European Union loses the UK on Halloween, on October 31, and Brexit goes all the way through, the US-UK trade deal might be the next thing up. And I think that's great news. There's already a cabinet in place that Mr. Johnson has put together, and they're already focused on it. Our group has actually put in a little bit of analysis and what we think the priority should be on that front. And we see that that is going to really bring a lot of prosperity, not just to people in the UK, but people in the US. You know, as great as the relationship is between the Brits and the Americans, there's actually no trade agreement right now. There is none. And that's because of the issues that existed with the European Union. At the last time they tried to put a trade deal together, they were afraid of American food flooding European plates. So I really think this is going to be great for the United Kingdom. Once they do leave the European Union, they're going to be able to trade with everyone in the U.S. And the same way that Americans are going to be able to order things from the U.K. duty-free. I think this is going to be great. And free trade, and the more free trade we can have, is going to lower prices and make everyone better off.
Yeah, Lisowski with us here this morning. And you've been, I won't say critical, but you have questioned, of course, the ongoing trade war or trade discussions that have been ongoing and the tariffs that President Trump has implemented on countries like China. And he makes an announcement again that September 1, he's going to levy another 10% of tariffs. And some advocates for the president say, well, we haven't seen much as far as watching products go up from places like China, and they think that this is the best way to bring a country like China to the table. We've seen some slowdowns in their economy. Ultimately, you would hope that this gets settled, but a country like China does not have a great track record of living up to some of the promises that they've made to us in the recent and in the long term when it comes to, you know, some of the issues that have been brought to the table, they've agreed upon, and then they never, you know, see those out.
Yeah, I think the bigger thing here is Mr. Trump is a negotiator and has made his reputation as such through his television programs, books, you know, anywhere that you've seen him. So we know he's all in on that. I think the issue becomes that there are a lot of things that are not perfect in China. We look at their human rights record. We look at the abuse of privacy of a lot of their firms and the growing, I would say, consumer privacy issues that surround Hawaii and some of these things. But when we look at trade, we look at people. Let's just look at the state of North Carolina. We're great pork producers. There's a lot of metal works all across the state. And a lot of people have depended on either Chinese buyers or Chinese products. And the tariffs that went on pork were really costly. And people have in North Carolina suffered directly because of this. So, yeah, we got to look at maybe China in some areas is not perfect and very bad, and there are things to discuss. But trying to pass tariffs, which are taxes by another name, they don't really help anyone. And they certainly don't help you or I, and not when we go to the grocery store and we look at our bill at the end of the day. We might not have those figures in front of us, and we might not see the prices right now, but they'll come. A lot of the supply chains are changing right now. They're already starting to make the iPhones now in Vietnam. They've gone away from China so that they can try to get around some of the tariffs that have been imposed, Apple and those in Silicon Valley. So there's a lot of this that's happening. I think what we should do as people who are participants in this republic is to try to continue to bring attention to why free trade matters, why there should be more trade, more competition, and we can't have more tariffs. Tariffs were brought in because that was a way to fund the government at the founding of it. But we already have income taxes at every level. We already have so many different ways of raising money. We don't need to have these tariffs anymore because they're only raising costs for you and I and every product that we want to buy.
That said, when we look at a trade agreement that has been approved, by one country at least, when we talk about the continent here in North America, U.S., Mexico, Canada, Mexico gets it through, Canada is in, and the U.S. is kind of waiting in the water here. And why? And to me, it comes down to politics, and that some in the political sphere in Washington don't want to see this trade agreement moving forward because, well, all of the predictions say it'll spark massive investment and provide tens of thousands of jobs into our country. And isn't this what makes many people, American citizens, just truly disgusted with our politicians? We seem to have a trade agreement in place that would provide some of these things that we're talking about to America, yet our politicians can't get it out of their own way because of politics.
You know, sometimes we wish Joe Catanacci was Representative Catanacci and he was there in D.C. making these points. And you're totally right. And the whole thing about this is there's so many benefits that could come. The problem with bringing up a free trade agreement right now, it's election time. And no one can afford on the Democratic side to give President Trump any win. So there has to be all kinds of stymieing, all kinds of debate. They have to try to insert as many amendments as possible. Look, just give people free trade. Who cares who signs the bill? We're all going to benefit. And I think you're totally right. It's all about politics. It's about who gets the win at the end of the day in the W column. Look, that's why people don't like politics. It's one reason why Trump was elected in the first place. And hopefully it's a reason that people are going to support these free trade deals and reject anyone who's going to try to stop them because of some political concerns or how they're polling in X or Y district.
ConsumerChoiceCenter.org, this consumer advocacy group around the world supporting lifestyle freedom, innovation, privacy, science, and consumer choice. So we hear from Yael Osowski of the Consumer Choice Center every Friday here in the 9 o'clock hour. Yael, it's always a pleasure, my friend. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you so much, Joe. Until next time.
I like Yael's comments just a moment ago. It brings me back to The Godfather. It would be Marlon Brando talking, of course, with Michael, Senator Corleone, Governor Corleone, Senator Catanacci, Governor Catanacci, Representative Catanacci in Washington. You think that would work out, Nick?
Don't let it go to your head, Joe.
Too many controversies for myself and skeletons in the closet. I would have to apologize and probably step down within a 24-hour period of being elected. BigTalkerFM.com is our website.